Hey everybody, it's Sam with Pro Wrestling Overtime, and this is your AEW Dynamite Fyter Fest Night 2 predictions. Now, tonight they're in Garland, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and everything seems to be going okay so far, and last I heard, it looks like they're going to be about 500 tickets short of an actual sellout for tonight's show. However, they have sold way more tickets than what they did the first time they visited the Metroplex, so they should see that as a definite plus. And consider that a win. Tonight's card, at first glance, I think a lot of people are like, I don't know about this. No, I think it's as good as last week's, if not just as good. Because they've added two matches to the card, I guess in the last 2 days, the first of which being Frankie Kazarian, the Elite Hunter, versus Doc Gallows. Now, why is this a deal? Well, you just had Slammiversary. And for those of you who didn't watch Slammiversary or didn't listen to my episode on Slammiversary, you got to see one of the Bullet Club members who, I don't know whether they're going to call him an elite member or not, Jay White, Switchblade, came out at Slammiversary, which pumped, I think, a lot of American Bullet Club members up. It definitely pumped me up. I love the Bullet Club in New Japan. I loved them when they were over here in the United States. I consider the Bullet Club completely, and let me say that again, completely different than the Elite. I think some AEW fans that don't know truly what the Bullet Club is about, what their stories have been about, and even who are members of the Bullet Club don't really understand, and they think Bullet Club is New Japan, the Elite is the United States. No, they're two different things that have some of the same members. However, when you saw Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Cody, and them form the Elite here in the United States, it had nothing to do with the Bullet Club. They did not continue stories from the Bullet Club. So it is real interesting to see Jay White from the Bullet Club show up in Slammiversary. And is that going to mean he's against them? Or is he for them? The Good Brothers have always been Bullet Club. Now, even though they haven't said it or did it officially, I'm assuming they are now a member of the Elite. Frankie Kazarian is only hunting the Elite. So he's got the match tonight with Doc Gallows. Who is going to be at his side? Does Frankie Kazarian need anyone by his side? We know that Doc Gallows is more than likely going to have Carl Anderson. Maybe Don Callis. Who else? It's hard to tell. What is going to happen in this match? Is this going to further the Elite story? Is Jay White going to show up? Because you notice when Kenta, who is also a member of the Bullet Club, showed up in AEW, he wanted nothing to do with Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks then, because they were the Elite, not Bullet Club. They tried to get him to join them, and he shook his head and looked at them like they were crazy. So will Jay White show up here tonight or not? Then they added Darby Allin with Sting versus Wheeler Yuta, and he's going to have Orange Cassidy by his side. I am tremendously excited about this. Wheeler Yuta is an unsigned free agent that's 24 years old, has been lighting up the indie circuit since 2019. He is one of them that probably suffered through the 2020 pandemic. Yes, he was on Ring of Honor. Yes, I think he was on 2 episodes, maybe, of Impact. And then he's recently been on a couple episodes of New Japan Strong. But this could be his big break. He's been being on Dark Elevation, and he's really been doing well with AEW. They've been impressed with him, and I think this may be his tryout match. He can keep up with Darby. Darby's 28 years old, and I've said before, he's 5'8". He says he's 170. I don't believe it, but whatever. Yuta is 6 foot tall and 191 pounds. And so he's got a little bit more weight on him, but still can fly and do some of the risky maneuvers that Darby does. Will we see anything from Sting and Orange Cassidy? No, we shouldn't. But I wonder if we don't somehow see Wheeler and Darby get together tonight as Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page come out to cause issues, for the simple fact that Ethan Page, I'm sure, did not like being put in the coffin last week, and definitely did not like the coffin drop landing on the coffin last week. So I really think we see a Darby victory, but then we see Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page immediately come out, attack Darby, or attack Sting, and we see Wheeler Yuta and Orange Cassidy get involved. I think we also see Frankie Kazarian beating Doc Gallows. They have to give him some kind of push to get the Elite Hunter going. And I think they have to do that by him defeating one of the Elite. And I think it has to start tonight. We're also seeing Orange Cassidy versus The Blade. I'm going to make the assumption that Chris Statlander is going to be out with Orange and that The Bunny will be out with The Blade. With them getting the win last week, and I told you guys last week that I thought that Chris Statlander had to have a win in order to climb more up in the rankings and try to get the fans to notice her. I think the same thing has to happen this week. I think The Blade has to win. I think by hook or crook, whether with the brass knuckles or not, I think that he has to go over Orange Cassidy tonight in order to get built up, in order to get fans either hating him or wanting him to continue so they can boo him some more. We're getting Chris Jericho versus Sean Spears, and the chairman can use a steel chair legally. I can't wait for this. I know that you guys think I'm probably crazy. I have a funny feeling that the chairman gets some very good shots in. I think Chris Jericho does get him back and shows him exactly how to use a chair. I wonder if Tully Blanchard does get involved. Some kind of distraction happens, and we see Sean Spears then use the chair on Chris Jericho's arm, back area, and this is not what will be used to write him off for a little while. We've been talking, Fosse's getting ready to go on tour, and Jericho's going to have to take a step back from AEW. I look for him, though, to make either surprise appearance or come back the week before or 2 weeks before. The Inner Circle will carry on without him, and he will be at All In. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. But I think Sean Spears wins tonight, and I kind of wonder if this is not the match that they choose to write Jericho off with. The IWGP United States Championship, which, like I said earlier, so many people don't follow New Japan and do not realize the battle that was waged in Japan with Jon Moxley and Lance Archer. It was an unbelievable match. If you have time and you can find it, you need to go back and watch that match. It was unbelievable. The New Japan crowd got seriously into it. I mean, they were pretty excited about it. I look for nothing less than that tonight. I do look for Jon Moxley to keep that belt, though. I know right now he is not wanting to go to Japan and leave his one-month-old daughter. However, I look for him at one of their bigger shows. It's obviously not going to be at Grand Slam, but one of their future big shows. Even he may even lose it at the one in August that New Japan Strong is putting on, Emergence, I think is what it's called. But I don't see Jon Moxley losing it on AEW TV, where most New Japan fans don't get a chance to watch. The main event for tonight is AEW's World Women's Championship. It's Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Nyla Rose with Vicky Guerrero. It'll shock me if Nyla Rose wins tonight. However, I think they will put on a very good match. Dr. Britt Baker can't lose this belt this soon, and I think she needs to keep it. I think she will also be invited to join NWA Empowered August 28th. I think Mickey James Aldis will make an appearance either at AEW TV or somehow offer her an invitation like she did Deonna Purrazzo this weekend. So, I truly believe that Dr. Britt Baker, Deonna Purrazzo, Camille, I think they all keep their belts until then. And we kind of see what Mickey James Aldis has up her sleeve and what she can talk promoters into. However, I think with some obvious heels winning tonight, they continue or start some new storylines. And so I think it's going to be a very good show. I'm looking forward to Fyter Fest Night 2. And then, of course, we've got Fight for the Fallen next week. So if you guys have any questions, comments, problems, or protests, you know where to reach me. I am at Pro Wrestling Overtime on both Facebook and on Instagram. And on Twitter, I am Pro Overtime, two O's, Pro Overtime. And then you can always email me at prowrestlingot@gmail.com. I look forward to talking to you guys soon, and somehow, some way, seeing you guys down the road.